Now, if you want to watch March Madness, there's no shortage of options. The old-fashioned way, of course, at home on your TV, or you can stream it on your computer at work. But as NPR's Sammy Yenigun reports, the hot ticket this year is streaming on your phone. There's an app for that.
First things first, for most fans, the best way to see a game is from the stands. That's a given. But if you're like Ryan Guthrie, an Indiana Hoosiers fan living in a city far from home, you've got to have a plan B.
I would always prefer to have a big screen, a big high-definition television screen, if I can. I mean, I guess I'm just old school.
For the past few years, Guthrie and his fellow IU fans have come to watch Indiana games at the Union Pub in Washington, D.C. They're draped in red, double-fisting chicken wings and beer. These guys are pumped that Indiana beat their rival Purdue in the last game of the regular season. And then there's Mike White from Madison, Wisconsin. He's new school. He's watching on his phone while waiting for the subway.
I knew I was going to be in D.C. with my family, so I said, well, I'll download the app so I can see the game while I'm out there, because I didn't expect there'd be any place that would have it.
White says he was at home watching the Badgers play on TV, and he saw a commercial telling him he could stream games on his mobile device. You know, there have been a lot of those lately.
Did you just check the game on your phone?
What? No.
Only AT&T's network lets your iPhone download three times faster.
And only on Verizon's 4G LTE network.
T-Mobile's super fast 4G smartphones bring the game right to you.
The push to watch games on your phones is coming from a few places. TV networks, cell phone service providers, and the NCAA are all highlighting the big dance on a small screen. Dawn Perry is a director of applications for T-Mobile. She says there are two reasons that mobile streaming is especially hot this year.
One, the smartphones that we have are getting larger screens, higher definition screens, so it's really fun now to watch on your phone. The second thing is the 4G network, and that means you get better picture quality, you get better sound quality if you're listening to it on the radio.
Streaming the game itself isn't the only way to enjoy sports on a phone. Twitter chit-chat around live sports grows louder by the second, and bracket apps abound in mobile app stores. This year, ESPN doesn't own the rights to mobile stream March Madness games, but through apps like Watch ESPN and ESPN Score Center, they're still trying to pull eyeballs towards phone screens.
They're often to us the very first screen many of us look at in the morning, before even turning on NPR, for instance, and often the last screen we check it at night, before perhaps even tucking in the loved ones.
That's ESPN General Manager of Mobile, Michael Bale. He says mobile's the fastest growing platform for ESPN, with over 20 million unique visitors monthly and counting. ESPN now calls mobile phones their first screen, which means that they design all of their coverage around how sports look on a phone.
And then we extract from those principles to include how we then program to both the PC, the television, and even the print experience.
This year, the Madness will tip off at 14 courts across the country and will be watched from more places than ever before. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.